This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry. Mom, composter, gardener, insect grower, horticulturalist, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. I'm sending each of you a very warm, easy organic gardening welcome. I have a very special show planned for you this hour because my guest is the dynamic and inspiring Robert Couric. We have a lot to cover this hour, and before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about my special guest. Robert Couric has written 18 books on a variety of topics, including drip irrigation, environmentally sound homes, edible landscaping, and lavender. His articles have appeared in numerous national publications, including 7 in the New York Times. He has received 2 national awards for the best article of the year from the Garden Writers Association, and he's co-authored 16 books, or authored, I should say, pertaining to a sustainable home and garden. He began his career in organic landscape maintenance in 1974 when there were no convenient pelletized organic fertilizers, much less guidelines for use. And during the next 25 years, he honed his horticulture-related skills by working with clients throughout California and the U.S. And during that time, he worked on design projects of all sizes, shapes and textures, water gardens, paths and patios, elegant arbors, habitat gardens, innovative home playgrounds, outdoor barbecue areas, deer-resistant gardens, and landscapes and low-profile and attractive deer fences, to name a few. In the late 70s, he wrote a book that has become a classic in its field, helping to define the genre of gardening now known as edible landscaping, which is like one of my favorites in the world. It is his lack of formal college training in horticulture that enabled him to envision and interpret this new interdisciplinary approach to gardening and landscaping. And although Robert Couric focused primarily on organic, natural, sustainable, integrated systems, permaculture, and appropriate horticulture methods, as a result of his continual on-the-job training, he's become handy at and considered an authority on a host of gardening and landscape-related skills. And he says he's still trying to graduate from the School of Hard Knocks. Today, he lives in Northern California among towering redwoods, many varieties of lavender and spreading oak trees, and lots of deer. His extensive 30-year-old ornamental and herbal drought and deer-resistant garden and orchard have never been watered and only mulched and no tilling allowed, which I love. Now I'd like to welcome Robert Couric to the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you doing today? You're one of my heroes. I was so excited to read about you. Are you kidding me? I love edible landscaping. It's just, it's totally my favorite way of people gardening. I just love this idea that you can walk through your yard and pick things and eat them, and they're part of the ornamental landscape, and it's not just something that's a big hunk of a big square, if you will, that's covered up, although many gardens have to be. I just love the edible landscaping book. So thank you for putting it together.
You're welcome.
Where do we find you today? You sound like you're very relaxed.
Oh, yeah. I've been up for a while, and I'm happy.
Happy is good. I love this. On the front cover of this book, Lazy Ass Gardening, which I love, it's got a picture of you holding, I think it's you. Yeah, it is you, as a matter of fact. You've got sandals on. It looks like you're sitting in a wheelbarrow. And there's a bird that's sitting on a pitchfork that's stuck into the ground. And you've got flowers in your hand. And I don't know, is that a beer?
Well, you never know. It depends on if you're in AA. If you're in AA, it's root beer.
It's root beer. This book is beautifully illustrated. I just love it. So we're going to talk a lot about it, but let's talk a little bit about you. How did you, what was it that inspired you to get so involved in gardening? Because it wasn't something that you studied formally, but, you know, you definitely earned, I'd say, 3 or 4 PhDs along the way as far as gardening is concerned. So what was it that inspired you to get started? What was it?
Well, about 1973, I had an ambitious food garden around my house, and I also had chickens. And then I expanded my garden to a neighborhood's plot, some open land. And then a friend of mine said, oh, I've got a job where somebody wants somebody to take care of their garden. And that's how I got started. And I don't even have that much of a background, except in high school I mowed lawns to make a living.
My goodness. And of course, lawns are sort of one of those things that we're seeing people decide to get rid of lawns these days. Why are people getting rid of lawns? Tell us.
Well, part of the reason is the chemicals. But it's fascinating to me that lawns actually take more or less work rather than a lot of alternatives. In my book, I have what I call a rant where I say, listen, a lot of these books on getting rid of lawns were written in places that have very small lawns. Where I grew up in Missouri, we had a half an acre lawn, and that was a small lawn. And to convert that to grasslands or edible landscape would be out of the question. So it takes priorities as to how much area you want for a lawn and what you're going to use it for.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people I have a best friend who's a master gardener in New Jersey, and what she has, you know, when she first moved into her home, she had a lawn in the front, a lawn in the back, a couple of trees in the front, a couple of trees in the back, but, you know, her husband was spending all this time mowing the lawn, and so she decided to put in some ponds, and she began to put in gardens, and she's truly one of your disciples, I would say, as far as edible landscaping is concerned, although she has to deal with things like the deer and moles and voles and those kinds of things, being from New Jersey, which is the garden state. But she has been able to reduce the lawn. She still has a lawn, but she's able to, has created this beautiful garden that you, like a botanical garden almost. It's so beautiful.
You can do an organic lawn. You don't have to use the chemicals a lot of people use, or a lot of landscape garden services use. A friend of mine, Tom Christopher, lives in Middletown, Connecticut, and he has a service where he takes care of people's lawns without using any chemicals.
Which is wonderful. We have a whole section on lawn care on our website for people that want to grow their lawns organically, and that's the way to do it. You know, I mean, once you get off the chemicals, it just makes so much sense. So how is it that you came to start one of the first organic landscape maintenance companies? Because that was very unknown in the 70s.
Yeah, the two reasons. One, I was growing my food at home initially, and I wanted to eat safe food, so I didn't want to use the chemicals. I was reading Organic Gardening magazine a lot, and I got one of the first books by John Jevons on double digging. And then I started my business during the drought of 75, 74. And at that time, nobody in Marin County had ever mulched their garden. I think nobody. But I started mulching people's gardens to conserve water. But when the client saw that it also reduced the weeding, they got interested. So after the drought, every landscape I had got mulched.
That's wonderful. What was the mulch made out of?
At that time, it was sort of composted horse manure with wood shaving.
Got it. We're going to take a quick break, and we're coming right back. For those of you who are listening, do not go away with the amazing Robert Corey.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is the amazing Robert Corrick. He's the author of his newest book, Lazy Ass Gardening, Maximizing Your Soil, Minimize Your Toil. I like that. You'll want a copy of this beautiful book. And we're going to bring Mr. Robert Corrick right back now and listen to more of what he has to say. So welcome back, Robert.
Thanks, Sherry.
You bet, you bet. So we're just talking a little bit about this. You are, as I said, to me, you're a superstar. You developed this wonderful
genre of gardening called edible landscaping. Tell us about edible landscaping and also about your book, because I think everybody should have a copy of that and The Lazy Ass Gardener.
Right. Well, I started out, again, growing food in my garden, but the landscapes that I took care of were conventional, you know, a plot of grass and then maybe a few roses or some shrubbery. And a friend of mine had a friend that was quite ill and wanted to support his health care with completely organic vegetables. And so I decided, well, if we can do vegetables, let's do it in an ornamental setting so that it can look good and taste good at the same time. And basically that was the first edible landscape in 1978. And it was in view of his dining room window so he could look out from his dining room and see what he was going to harvest.
Wow. That's pretty exciting. And so what made you write the book, Edible Landscaping?
Well, I taught quite a bit for about 1979 to 83, and I was doing full-time courses where I was teaching people edible landscaping hands-on, and people kept saying, wow, your handouts are fantastic, you have a lot of knowledge, why don't you put it together in a book? So I started in, I think it was 83, and it took me 3-4 years to write the book. It was published in 86. And it's called Designing and Maintaining Your Edible Landscape Naturally.
Wow. It's tell us, for those people who don't know about that book, what is your main thrust in that book? What are you wanting people to understand about edible landscaping?
Well, the book is really geared, it does talk about design and how to plan for an edible landscape that's good looking and productive at the same time, but it also has a tremendous amount of information about how to take care of an edible landscaping. Everything from choosing the best rootstock for your soil to whether or not companion planting can help you, different ways of pruning, ways you might consider doing no-till gardening. So back in 86, I was talking, I had a whole chapter on no-till, a little bit ahead of the curve.
I think you were. I think you were way ahead of the curve, and so glad that you put all these books together that you have. This latest book, I'm really enjoying it, and I think you've done a really great job with it. I want to talk about it a little bit later in the show. I know one of the things that you like to talk about is companion planting. Let's talk a little bit about the science of companion planting.
Great. So I first talked about it in 1986 in my edible landscaping book, and I think I had somewhere in the neighborhood of 50, 60, 70 citations of people who had done studies of companion planting, and quite a few of them didn't work at all. One of the ones I like the best as a story is Rodale Press, the king of organic gardening, did a study of green beans and marigolds. Marigolds show up in all kinds of anecdotal references to companion planting. So they put out rows of green beans, and then nearby but not next to that, rows of green beans with marigolds along the length of the row. And they found that the beans with the marigolds had less holes in the foliage, but the harvest was greatest in the rows of beans that had the most holes, the ones without the marigolds. So I think our goal might be harvesting as opposed to just keeping bugs away. And the reason this happened is that marigolds put out an exudate, a little chemical that comes out of its roots into the soil and stunts the growth of plants around it. So it's a competitive strategy to further its own growth over the growth of its neighbors.
Very interesting when you think about designing a garden where one plant would get rid of the insects, but the harvest would be not as abundant. And one of the things that we love to recommend are flowering mixes that you can put into your garden that are actually edible as well. And what they do is they act as an attractant to pests and a beneficial insect habitat at the same time, so that beneficials have a place to hang out while the plants are growing. And also, at the last part, you get to harvest it and eat it.
Yeah, the companion planting doesn't have to happen right next to each other, because beneficial insects can fly quite a distance, so that you can have a flower garden on the side that you use for cut flowers, and it can help control pests that are 20 feet away in your vegetable garden.
Yeah, I love that idea. And not only that, it's pretty to look at. There's something that's always flowering. And as I said, at the end of the day, you can harvest it as well. So that's a great example of companion planting that does work out. And, you know, one of the other things that you're well known for is this whole idea of no-till gardening, which I'm right there with you. Tell us what no-till gardening is.
Well, no-till gardening, I started out with no-till with ornamentals because it's much easier than vegetables. So you use predominantly layerings of mulch or compost to improve the soil from the top down, just like nature does it. When it gets into vegetables, you got to be pretty skilled at it, and you have to start with a pretty good soil. If you've got a heavy clay soil and you try to plant vegetables and not till the soil in advance of planting, you could have a real problem. So it takes a while to get the soil up to snuff before you should try planting vegetables and using no-till methods. There's a famous woman, and she's now dead, named Ruth Stout. She was like the grandmother of no-till gardening. And she used basically very thick layers of straw or hay to plant into. But if you read her book very carefully, for 12 years she brought in manure and had it just again tilled in by a tractor. So she got her soil up to a really good level.
Yeah,
before
that's
she did
the way
no
to do
deal.
It sometimes. That's the way to do it. We're going to come right back with Robert Kurt. Don't go away. It's going to take a quick little break. Coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Congressman Justin Amash, a Republican from Michigan, after reading the Mueller report, is calling for the president's impeachment. But Senator Mitt Romney says while it's a courageous statement, it's not warranted.
As I read the report, I was troubled by it. It was very disappointing for a number of reasons, but it did not suggest to me that this was time to call for impeachment.
Romney says the elements to make a case for obstruction of justice just aren't there. An 8-year-old girl is found safe in Fort Worth, Texas, after a man grabbed her and pulled her into his car while she was walking walking down the street with her mother. Police say two members of a local church who saw a photo of the car on social media spotted the car at a hotel in the Forest Hill suburb and called authorities. The girl was found safe and appeared to be physically unharmed. The suspect is in jail. More tornadoes expected today as storms move into the mid-Atlantic and northern Appalachians today. At least 34 have been reported across the country since Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. Easy Organic Gardening, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. And my guest today is the amazing Robert Kirk. He's the author of Lazy Ass Gardening. That's his latest book, a book every gardener should have. Ease into laid-back gardening. You're about to learn how to relax into the rhythm of tranquil cultivation, reducing your effort by using your brain. That's what inspired laziness is when we're talking about gardening. Welcome back, Robert. Let's just jump ahead and talk about this amazing book, Lazy Ass Gardening. You know, we talk about easy organic gardening. My father-in-law, who's deceased now, he came up with the name of the radio show about, I want to say 13, 14 years ago. And now, easy organic gardening is is much like lazy ass gardening, I think.
Yep.
You want gardening to be fun. But tell me what inspired you to write this book.
Well, the inspiration came from a friend, a woman who I had put in a deer fence for in about 900 feet of deer fencing. And we were sitting around one day, and she said, you know, you're pretty good at what you do, but why don't you do a book called Lazy Butt Gardening? So I improved upon I think I improved upon the name.
I love it. You talk about in the book, in the official introduction, you talk about care less versus less care. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that people do is they jump into gardening. They get the spring flush of wanting to garden and run out there and start tilling things up left and right. Well, if you take a little time, a little bit of care in planning, you can get a lot more efficient. So if you are looking at your garden, what I say is start with your garden by not doing anything. nothing for a year except to observe what's going on. What are the sun patterns? Where does the wind come from? Which weeds grow the best, because weeds can indicate the quality of soil. If you have one section of your garden that gets really tall grasses and another section that only grow half as tall, you got a hint as to where the soil is better.
That's good advice, and I liked what we were talking about before we went on the break, which was that while you recommend no-till, we also have to build up the soil sometimes, as you were saying. So it sounds like the foundation is to, number one, be an observer, see what you've got going on, and then begin to build your soil. Tell me a little bit about the about, like in chapter two, you say, got some cash? Yes, hardscape elements in your yard cost money, but they save a lot of time, years into the future. Nothing to plant, mulch, weed, or irrigate, and they provide durable places to kick back with your family and friends for years to come. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I was a landscaper, I put in an awful lot of patios and walkways using broken brick. There was a brick factory that would paint the bricks white and then tumble them so they looked like used bricks. And in the process of tumbling, a bunch of them would break. So I grabbed those bricks for my client and put in patios that looked instantly old because of the random pattern of the broken edges. But they also cut down on the labor maintenance so that we had less area to mow, we had less area to weed. It cost a little bit of money to put it in, but it was there for decades.
So your idea is that we need to really plan in advance and lay it out so that it's going to be sustainable. And that's part of this lazy-ass gardening, is once you've got everything handled, you get to just sit back and watch the show.
Right. So like with pest control, you don't need to do as much in the way of spraying if you can tolerate a little bit more insect activity, but also plant a lot of the beneficial insects or plants that attract the beneficial insects. In the back of the book, I have 17 citations of people who did research to show that companion planting works, but other research showed the plants didn't have to be side by side.
Right, you talk about the good, the bad, and the bugly. Take those leaves, tame those pesky bugs, and lure the good bugs for a vital garden.
Right.
I love that. Go ahead.
Oh, the main problem I find with home gardeners is they tend to treat pests as totally evil. It's not necessarily that way, but also people misidentify bugs, and they see a bug like a ladybug larva. It's kind of an ugly black and red thing with little spines all over it, and they say, oh, because it's ugly, it must be a pest. And they start killing them. Well, they need to know that those larvae can eat 20, 40, 60 aphids before they turn into a pupa and make larvae again. But the larvae are extremely efficient at grabbing little aphids and making a meal out of them.
You know, not as we say, not all bugs are bad. In fact, all of them are actually good. They all serve a purpose. Most of them will pollinate, and the only bug is a dead bug. Good bugs are really important too. And so I like your philosophy there. I think that makes a lot of sense. And to be proactive in, as you said earlier, doing the things that prevent them in the first place. So that's what the good, the bad, and the bugly is about. What's your favorite chapter in the book?
Oh, my, that's an interesting question. I like the chapter that does talk about no-till, but starts from cultivation and works you through a progression of ways to get to a point where you're using no-till, or how to do a raised bed where you build a raised bed and put a good soil quality in there and start right off with no-till. of the longer chapters.
For our readers that are, sorry, not our readers, for our listeners and future readers, hopefully, just explain no chill in a few words how you would like them to understand it, because a lot of people don't know what no chill means.
Okay, no chill means that basically you're only maybe opening up the soil of your trowel to put a transplant in, or just enough of a hole to put a seed in. And then normally what you're doing is mulching and composting that area with thick layers of compost or mulch. So as it rots down, it improves the soil from the soil up instead of digging from the soil down, like nature. Nature throws out a lot of leaf litter, and slowly this soil improves as that rots on the surface. So we can mimic a lot of what nature does on how we garden.
Exactly, and I saw a section where you said no fertilizer is good fertilization. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. A lot of times people over-fertilize. They think, oh, compost is so great, I'll put it everywhere. Well, with fruit trees as an example, if you add too much nitrogen or compost around the tree, you can get aphids, more aphids. And that's because the aphid doesn't actually suck sap out of the tree. It opens and closes its mouth, and the sap pressure pumps the sap into the aphid. Well, if you add too much nitrogen to the soil, it increases the sap pressure so it can support a whole lot more aphids more easily.
Who would have thought, thinking they're doing something good and they end up causing harm? We're coming right back with Robert Couric, author of Lazy Ass Gardening, so don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And my guest is the creative author of over 18 books, Robert Coor. His latest book is Lazy Ass Gardening. It's a must for all gardeners. I would love to have all of you get a copy of this because it's beautifully illustrated and it's everything you need to know from start to finish. Welcome back, Robert.
Great. Good to talk with you.
Oh, my goodness. It goes so fast. That's the thing. And you've got so much to talk about. You have an amazing section in the book on eccentric gardening. Tell us a little bit about eccentric gardening. I'm just fascinated with some of the stuff that you show when it, especially what you're doing with trees and everything from the squat curvy scallops tree to the basket tree. It's quite amazing. Talk to us a little bit about eccentric garden.
Well, the reason I put eccentric garden as the last chapter in the book is that it's the ultimate way to play. In other words, take something you're fixated on, something that really inspires you, and go nuts with it in your garden. So, like, out here people collect abalone shells, but if you really like abalone shells, why not collect 500? Why not cover your garage with abalone shells? So there's lots of ways that people can take their enthusiasm and expand it to something that's very unique and very personal and a whole lot of fun. Now, one guy named Axel Erlandson took this to the ultimate, where he trained trees in the most fascinating forms of anybody who's ever done tree care in history. There are techniques that he developed that we know nothing about how he did it, but nobody's been able to duplicate them since he died about 25 years ago. The guy worked behind curtains to keep secret what he was doing, so not even his daughter knew any of the techniques. So when he died, amazing techniques for gardening went to the grave. Now, it takes a lot of care and a lot of experimentation, so it's not lazy in that sense, but is it eccentric to the max?
Wow. Well, I want everybody to get a copy of this book, Lazy Ass Gardening. It's definitely the way to go, and these pictures are really fun. One picture it shows says retired lawn, and it's actually a rock garden. I love it. So back to the book. It's very comprehensive, and I love that you have these little Bob says throughout the book. They're little anecdotal I guess they're just little anecdotal pop-ups in a way. Bob says, when I was growing up, my dad left oscillating sprinklers showering fan-shaped water on the lawn for hours almost every summer day. Back then in St. Louis, Missouri, water was cheap. A flat fee meant you could use as much as you wanted. The soil got saturated, even squishy. The lawn grew, but proper irrigation would have created less stress and allowed for even better growth with less water, which could have increased the number of times I had to mow the lawn each week. Yikes.
Yeah,
I love
little
that.
Tidbits. Yeah. Sometimes there are rants where I get mad and talk about things I think are ridiculous, and other times it's fun and games. Sometimes it's just additional information.
Well, I love it. I mean, there's a whole section here on artichokes, that you talk a little bit about artichokes and, I love it. Edible plants, less effort, more food. It's a win-win.
Yeah, I talk about why not go for the edibles that give you three things at once as opposed to just one broccoli. So, like, nasturtiums are an edible flower, an edible leaf, and they make a seed that's sort of like kind of sharp like pepper. So you can get at least two uses out of that plant instead of planting something where you get a single crop.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Now, that's lazy ass for all of you listeners out there. Talk a little bit about your 50 laid-back veggie garden tips.
Well, it's quite a range of ideas from practical to fanciful, but mostly it's little tips that might make it easier. Like one of the ones I like is using chimney flues where you stack them on top of each other and you can grow very deep taprooted vegetables like special carrots that get very long, and then burdock. I used to grow burdock because it has a stir-fried vegetable. It's very tasty. But it grows a root 2, 3, 4 feet deep, and people had a hard time digging it up. So they plant it in these chimney flues, just lift up the chimney flue, and you've got access to 2 feet of root.
You've got a picture I'm looking at, and it looks really very interesting. And who would have thought of that?
<That's great. laughs> Yeah, it's something I experimented with back in the 70s. So this book is sort of like a culmination of my 40-plus years of gardening. And so I've combined some stuff from my edible landscaping book, some stuff from my pruning book. There's even an occasional mention of lavender. So I combine into this one book an enormous amount of pieces of other books that I've done.
Well, I love that you put this together so beautifully. As I said before, the illustrations are amazing. I love this illustration that you have for set shade cast by leafless canopy. And you're showing for all the common trees, which is really, really interesting that you put this together because people don't know this stuff. You know, we've lost so much gardening information that we need good folks like you to remind us when you're growing a tree how big it's going to get, how long it's going to live, how much shade, you know, it can cast.
Yeah, and a lot of people talk about planting trees on the south side of the house for sun in the winter and shade in the summer. But in reality, the branches cast a lot of shade in the winter. It's just you don't see as much of it on the ground. The shade kind of like terminates in the air before it hits the ground. So that if you take a camera meter, a light meter, you'll find that it's greatly reduced underneath even a deciduous tree. So very few trees in that chart that let more than 50% of the light through the tree. So it gives a range of trees that you can pick and choose so that you can get the most light based on what tree grows well in your area.
So, I mean, you have so many things that you talk about. You talk about carpets for vegetables.
Yeah, that one's pretty. Yeah, that gets out there pretty radical. A lot of people get very upset because of the. There can be a lot of chemicals in carpet, but if they're used carpets that are 5-10 years old, most all of the chemicals have leached out or gas turned into gas and left. But for some people, it's still too radical in the sense that they're worried about contaminating their vegetables. But it's also takes a little bit of planning. But the people I got the idea from, they actually had a vegetable garden where they had things in a row, so it wasn't an edible landscape. But they put little holes for each of the crops, and then they grew them, and then they rolled up the carpet, put it in the garage for the winter, and then brought it back out, rolled it. Did their soil prep, rolled it out, and planted again. And they were so much in the carpet and not in the mulch that there's a picture in the book of the woman using a broom to sweep the carpet clean.
It makes sense, you know, and as long as it's off gas and whatnot, it's good for weed, you know, weed suppression, so why not
use
things up?
I use carpet a lot for pathways and patios, mulched patios, wood chip patios. They're very inexpensive, easy to do, and I had carpet for one pathway that lasted 30 years. It was still looking like it was going to last longer. So it's much better than all these landscape fabrics that people sell for something like a pathway or a patio area.
That's a great idea. I love it. Is it shag or any particular type of carpet?
No, you got to make sure you turn it upside down so that the backing is facing up. Otherwise, the carpet, as it ages, the fiber will kind of float to the surface.
Got it. Thank you so much, Robert, for joining us today on the East Organic Gardening Show. And for those of you who are listening, we'll be back next week with another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great, easy organic gardening week. Thank you so much.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.